All right, ahead of Cork taking on Waterford at Pádraig Arena in round two of the National Hurling League this evening, their selector Pat Ryan joins me for a preview. Pat, how would you describe the response from the players this week following opening round defeat last week?
I suppose, look, I'm sure we trained very hard the last couple of nights, you know, Tuesday and Wednesday we trained, so we trained very well, you know, the training was going well, and looked delighted and looking forward to the game on tonight.
Now, Pat, obviously the very nature of league openers is about looking for positives and negatives, and on reflection, I suppose, what disappointed you most given the context of it being a league opener against Galway last week?
I suppose, I suppose the intensity of it really, and the work rate was probably wasn't as high as it should have been, you know, but look, I think this is the start of the league and all that, you know, so look, obviously we're getting it's great to have an opportunity 6 days later to kind of rectify those things, you know, and we could be looking for a better performance on tonight.
Pat, some people might argue that work rate is an area of the game that you can control and you can manage. Obviously, your opposition can put in a greater work rate, but when you look at yourselves, is that disappointing because work rate should come down to the hunger from the players?
Yeah, well, look, I suppose, look, it is. Look, and I suppose, look, obviously, as a management team, we take responsibility for that. You know, we must make sure that we're getting that out of them. And look, obviously, it is. I think the prerequisite of any team, really, when you go into it, is that there's a hunger and a drive there and a work rate that's taken as a given, really, you know. And I suppose maybe we looked at that as that, in fairness, watching the lads in training and the way that they were going, that they were giving us a huge effort and giving us a huge application to work with and stuff like that, you know, in training and stuff. But look, on the game against Galway the last day, it just didn't materialise on the day. I think the game itself was a very flat game, and maybe we just didn't raise it, you know. But I think tonight would be a big difference, obviously, in front of our own home crowd, and obviously with Waterford and the way that they play, they bring a huge intensity to the game, and that will hopefully spark our fellas as well into life, you know.
Again, in the context of the league then, Pat, five changes and a number of personnel switches, that's no major surprise as you go game to game in a league campaign, but you're giving more lads opportunity.
Yeah, well, look. Obviously, we're a new management team as well, and obviously, we need to look at everybody and give everybody an opportunity. And whereas more settled management teams will have a lot of this done, you know. I suppose if you take Waterford, for instance, like this is Derek's third year in charge, like in his first, he probably would have had a lot more look at different players going through each league game and stuff like that, you know. Whereas I think they've named the same team as they did against Kilkenny the last day, you know. So he's very sure on what 15 and what fellas he wants to use, and it's up to fellas to get on their team. Look, that's what we're trying to create going forward. But in the early stages of the league, look, you have to give everybody an opportunity because everybody's break is doing their utmost to wear a Cork jersey.
And how much of the team selection this week is reward for effort during the week, or is it just a natural rotation from management?
A bit of both, really. Look, obviously, look, in fairness, there's no reflection on anybody who started in Galway that didn't start tonight. You know that look, it's more of a case of we want to see different players in different roles and different aspects to the game. Obviously, last week we were kind of hamstrung as well as regards. A couple of fellas were injured and were a bit out. And same at the moment, really. You know that we've a couple of fellas that we'd like to give game time. But look, obviously, Willie and Collins Bland being kind of obviously two new fellas back to the panel as such. And look, it's great to give them an opportunity and see what they're up to. You know.
And with the change to the forwards, Pat, last week was obviously a very high scoring game. And is there more to be gained from mixing up the attack and retaining defensive players to look for more from them in that aspect of it?
Well, I suppose, look, and any time you concede a big score like we did against Galway last day, it's very easy to kind of blame the backs and say, look, oh, we give away a big score to all the backs. But look, obviously, look, in the modern game of hurling, look, it has to be kind of, you have to defend from the front, and you have to, it's kind of, you attack as a team, you defend as a team. And look, we probably felt that, look, the lads didn't get a whole lot of cover the last day, maybe, and that we needed to be, give them an opportunity to go and put themselves again, you know. Look, and obviously, look, we probably have a lot of good forwards as well that can give, that deserve a chance as well, you know, and it's given us an opportunity to play for us, you know, which is great, you know.
I know we've talked about it before, Pat, your job as selectors, but you've mentioned the team selections. Is there pressure on you this time of the year now to kind of try and settle somewhat of a starting 15 at this stage?
No, I wouldn't see it as a pressure anyway to be looking for a starting 15. Look, obviously, look, this is February, really. Look, and really has no basis as regards what the game will be played in July above, or in May, the start of May, really, I suppose, or middle of May as such, really, above in Thurles and a dry sod, and you know, so, and as the ground harden up, you know, so I feel I can play well in February and might be able to play in May. So look, the idea is that we give fellas an opportunity to see it, you know. But obviously, look, any time you put on the Cork jersey, we expect fellas to perform and expect fellas to represent it in the way that they should. And look, I think in fairness, look, that's true with the players themselves. Look, obviously they've been disappointed themselves last week not to get to 2 points above in Galway, but look, as I said, look, 6 days later you get a great opportunity to to rectify those things and to put in a big performance.
Now in Waterford this evening, Leaside, after off the back of a good win over Kilkenny last week, what's your early year expectations from them?
I think it's very clear that they're up to the pace straight away already. You know, obviously beating the All-Ireland champions, and you can see that they've even moved on a bit from last year. And look, they've a very settled squad and a very settled side. You know, and I suppose obviously the addition of Dara Fides back as well is a big addition to him. You know, he was out injured from last year, and he's a top class player back to them. You know, so all goes well for them. But look, we're just concentrating ourselves and trying to make sure that we get to the level that we think Cork hurling should be at. You know, and that's what we'll be asking the players to do.
And a big crowd expected to Páirc Éireann this evening for the first home hurling league game for the new season. So it should be a good atmosphere and a good occasion.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, look, in fairness, look, the Cork public are great to come out and support the hurling team, you know. So I'm looking forward to it. And tonight, you know, that there'll be a good support there behind the lads, and that the lads will give the crowd something to show for as well.